terms of keeping an even keel as we head into the season?
Well, I mean, it was a long haul of a competition. But, I mean, I'm still approaching practice the same way, trying to get better each day. And I still know that it's the NFL and that nothing's certain. So, I mean, my approach is pretty much the same.
Were you ever in a battle like this before for this long?
No, not for this long. I mean, when I was a freshman in college, freshman and then a junior again, I had like a training camp battle. And then last year in Indianapolis, a couple months, OTAs and training camp, but nothing this long, no. Nothing this long, nothing this tight.
Did you kick more or less because of this battle, or was this about how much you would have worked your leg anyway? I'm wondering if you're tired at all with your feet.
You know what? It's probably just about right. I've been very thankful to Coach Slocum and Coach McCarthy with the amount of work that we've done, because I feel like it's been a great amount to feel completely prepared, but also an amount to feel fresh enough to perform well.
Tim, is there ever a point where you started to feel like you were moving a little bit ahead of Chris? I mean, you had the good punt that turned into the touchdown, and came back with a good practice, but did you ever get to start to feel a little bit good?
I kind of just, throughout the whole process, told myself not to think too much about that, and just to come out and do, try and perform my best. And I knew that none of that was in my hands whatsoever, as far as the actual decision making. So I was trying not to think about that very much and just think about what I could do on the field and try to perform.
Did it work? Were you able to not think about it?
Well, I'm happy to still be here. Oh, well, then was I able not to think about it? I mean, I guess I probably thought about it a little bit, but I really was, I think, pretty focused on just each practice, each punt period, each holding, whatever, just kind of focusing on controlling, doing the things that I could control, which was just, try my best out on the field.
You really never had any awful down periods where you had to question your ability or anything like that. I mean, you were pretty consistent.
Yeah. I really didn't have many highs and lows here since March, which was nice. I was mentally and emotionally able to be, I think, more stable because of that. Yeah.
Is it easier, confidence-wise, to be able to build on that every day, not having those lows?
Yeah, definitely, because, I mean, that's what playing and kicking, I mean, really any position, but being in the NFL is about consistency, so sure, it's a confidence builder to have been pretty consistent in the offseason, and now I just need to carry that into the regular season.
Who gave you the news, and what was your reaction?
Yeah, Coach Slocum called me mid-afternoon on Saturday, and on the phone rang. I was like, I don't know if this is going to be the axe or if this is going to be congratulations, and it turned out to be congratulations.
Were you kind of confident just based on how you've done it?
I was hopeful, but I guess I really didn't know what all went into the decision making, what Mr. Thompson and Coach McCarthy and Slocum were all thinking. So I was hopeful, but I really didn't know.
Does it hit home when you're actually in this locker room now, and you get to move out?
Yeah, but I'd say it was different walking in today and walking over here. When I came out of the showers, I almost walked back into the other locker room. But yeah, it's nice to be out here.
Tim, McCarthy's kind of made no bones about how disappointed he was in the last 2 years. I mean, do you get the sense of just how important of a job you have around here now? I mean, it would have been important anyway, but it seems like there's even some more emphasis after the way things have gone.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know it's a critical position. I know that I'm expected to contribute. But I guess I try not to think about that. I mean, really, that would just kind of make it added pressure that I don't really need to put on myself. And even, Coach Parker was actually talking today about getting rid of negative thoughts. So, yeah, I don't really want to add that into the mix.
You held
yeah.
The Kentucky, right?
Yes.
Did you do that all 4 years?
I did it 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I started, or two and a half years, spring of my sophomore year. Yeah.
Have you and Mason, I mean, do you feel like you've got a good idea of what he wants and in that regard? Because, I mean, you worked with him some, but it was
sure.
A little bit.
Sure, right now I'd be a little more focused in. I mean, I know what Mason wants, and we've been able to get it mostly. Really, it winds up being, and it's a bigger function of me and Brett, really, because he's the one throwing the ball to me, and I'm the one catching his snaps. I think we're getting on the same page, and now we'll have more work together.
Sorry, I missed round one. What was that moment like when you heard that you made the team?
I was very excited about it. It was a little nerve-wracking because my phone rang and I didn't know, which way it was going to go. But Coach Logan just said congratulations, and it was, it was pleasing to kind of, after 6 months of battling every day, to have won the job.
And that was a nice.